Hey, how you doing? It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, The Money Show. I'm your co-host, James Parker. If you have a financial situation, this is the show where you call the guy across the table from you, Gregory. He's a financial advisor. And that's the neat little cocktail trick at this show. You know, like when you go to a cocktail party and nobody knows you can juggle, and then you all of a sudden juggle, they're like, ooh. Or someone pulls out a guitar. Anybody can play this? And you all of a sudden you do a song. You're cool, right? Well, that's what this show does. You call 504-260-0995, and Gregory helps you out. And you might just want to start with the booth. Bailey's, our flagship affiliate in New Orleans, WRNO, it's an iHeart radio station, and running the board sometimes is Bailey. And Bailey was telling me right before the show that she's just been drowning in paperwork, doing this all herself. She had to refile her last 3 years of taxes. She's trying to get help from the unemployment system to see if she qualifies for that, because while she's not completely unemployed, some of her work has been scaled back. And the question I just... First thing I asked, have you gotten, after all this, have you gotten anything? Have you gotten a dime? No, she hadn't gotten a check. So I thought maybe we could just turn our microscope over to the producer booth and just kind of probe around in there on this little operation.
Well, let's find out a little bit of what's going on.
Okay, let's start with the taxes. Bailey, you refiled your last 3 years. Why'd you do it? Who told you to do it? How'd you do it? Give me the whole story.
So this year, I had to refile taxes because I was no longer in like a single person. I was filed technically as a dependent, even though I'm not a dependent and I've been filing my own taxes for the past 3 years, or actually more than that alone. So I've been waiting for the stimulus check, and when I never got it, I decided to look into TurboTax and like file around, and I found out that I was still claimed as dependent, but my parents weren't claiming me, and I just never was receiving any money.
Okay, your parents were not claiming you the past few years as a dependent?
No, they were not.
And you haven't filed tax returns the past few years?
Well, that's the crazy part. I've gotten my tax returns every year, and I thought everything was done correctly, but it wasn't. It still says I'm a dependent, even though nobody is claiming me. So I'm technically not a single person still.
Huh. But on yours, you filed as your own person, that nobody else was claiming you as a dependent, right?
Yes. And apparently, so the first time I did my taxes on my own was when I was 18. Okay. And apparently there's a thing that you can check on TurboTax saying that somebody can claim you as a dependent.
Yes.
Or you are choosing to file single. And every year after you do your taxes after that, that box is automatically checked. You have to physically go and uncheck that box if nobody is currently claiming you. And I didn't realize that. And so,
in that software you were using?
It was TurboTax is what I used.
Hmm. Okay.
And then unemployment got my information.
Yeah, when you reload the next year, it kind of takes information from the previous year on that. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so they had me backtracked and I had to refile. And they said it's going to take 16 weeks to approve, so I won't be getting a stimulus check for that, for this period, until that is approved. And I had to refile with unemployment because they got my information incorrect from my tax documents, stating that I was making more money than I have been for the past 2 years.
Okay. Well, one thing about that, no matter what, it gets cleaned up when you ultimately do file your 2020 tax return next year. But for in a situation where somebody's needing money now, that's not very helpful.
Now, how did you find out about your status? Did you go to the Get My Payment tool, or did you look this up on your own?
So I originally went to the Get My Payment tool, which I actually heard from you guys when I was working one night. Oop, 1 second, we have a call.
Well, get to work. You don't get to take any breaks just because we're live on the air. All right, so luckily she listens to this show.
Now, if you're wanting to join the conversation, 504-260-0995. We're on Facebook Live, Periscope. Reach out to us through the Winning at Life app. You can text, email, call us through the app. If you want to hang in there with the show, but you've got to leave the radio, you can stream us through the Winning at Life app, or you can get help at gregoryricks.com at the media tab.
All right, she screened that call. You were telling us that you were listening to some awesome radio show that gave you great financial advice, Bailey?
Yes. So I was listening to you guys, and you had told me to go online and look for the for my check to track it. And so when I tried to track it, it told me that I was not eligible, or it couldn't find my eligibility. So that made me in turn go into my research for my taxes and TurboTax and see if I could get some information. And that's where I found out by calling TurboTax that I was still claimed as a dependent.
There you go. Now, how recently were you claimed as a dependent? You're a pretty young buck or filly or fawn or whatever. Bailey, if you're talking, your mic's off.
My apologies. I actually found out. I'm sorry. Could you repeat the question?
When was the last time your parents did claim you as a dependent?
I was 17.
Oh, okay. So they didn't claim you through college. Oh, my goodness. So that's a little ridiculous. Okay. Now let's go to the next section, the unemployment, where you're trying to get help there. How'd you know to go get help? Go through the process. What'd you do? What'd they say? Where are you at now?
So I called the unemployment office to tell them that my information was incorrect. I was then put on hold for 4.5 hours. I then got in touch with a human who put me in contact with some paperwork to refile all of my information, but I also have to send the unemployment office my past records for all of my W-2s and 1090s for the past 2 years so that they have the correct information. And they told me that if I was working still right now, that I could still get a payment. They're waiting to reinstate my last 3 claims to see if I can get a check within the next coming week.
See, now that's something we've been asked on the show. You probably heard people calling in. You probably talked to them, screening them for the show. People going, well, look, I lost one job, still have the other job. Can I get unemployment? We've had about 4 of those, haven't we, Gregory? So I guess that's some positive.
And there's partials subject to the money you're making or lost income.
Right. And that sounds like the Bailey camp, the partial in there. Now, I got asked another question here. My mother-in-law was asking, just we were spitballing scenarios. She's like, well, what if I got laid off from my job right now? I'm past my full retirement age for Social Security. Could I still get unemployment, or would they make me get on Social Security?
No, you've got recent work history.
I know. I wish you'd have been there. It took me like 4 minutes to look it up on my phone. So, yeah, I told her.
So what was the answer? The same one I gave?
Yeah, the answer is the sky's the limit. But if you're going to turn on your Social Security, that you can't double dip, and the state will know that, and they will retract some of your unemployment money and possibly all of it if your Social Security benefit's big enough. But here's the whole story. Listening to what Bailey's gone through, this has been a multi-day process, a lot of paperwork, a lot of effort. And what have you got back for it so far, Bailey? How much money?
Not a dime.
You know, I haven't got my check either. I'm not really sweating it that much because I know it's going to come out in the wash with the tax credit next year, even if I get overlooked by all the direct deposits or the checks that go out. I'm really not sweating it. But I know there's a lot of people out there who are sweating it because they really need it bad. And as bad as my situation is, as horrible as the story is Bailey's situation, there's some guy out there that's looking 5 kids in the face, and he got laid off from his job, and he's not getting help, and he's really freaking out and having a hard time over this, and rightfully so. All right, Bailey, what's your next plan? What guns are you firing tomorrow to tackle this?
So tomorrow I sent out a 30-page document to the IRS through the post office.
Wait, what's a 30-page document? That's a little vague.
It's all of my taxes that I had to amend for the past 3 years, and also all of my information from the past W-2s attached to it, so that I'm not lying.
Fair enough.
And then I also have to send another, I think, like 8-page document to the unemployment office, pretty much with a bunch of math of the correct statements of all of my past employments, and having them correct that so that I can get a claim within the next couple weeks.
Well, the fun part I hear about our new unemployment participants is that you have to go redo the paperwork every week.
So every week you have to file a claim. You can do it online, but the first 3 times, from what I've been told and what I've had to do, you have to call. And the process of calling usually takes about an hour, hour and a half.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I've gotten some different feedback from that it's only been online. I don't know if because of your situation is different, but I've talked to some others and they're simply doing it online from the start.
That's awesome. We've got another call. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, go get that. Go get that. Greg, I'm really concerned about these people because a lot of the people we were talking to a week, 2 weeks ago, were really worried, having a hard time, but at least there's some light at the end of the tunnel that they were going to get some relief. And so many of these people still haven't got it yet. And I think about some of the people we talked to 2 weeks ago. What would happen if we talked to them right now? What would they sound like? Because I don't think it would be very pretty, Gregory. All right, so if you want to share your story, even advice or information you think would help other people going through a similar situation, or if you got a financial situation you want to call Gregory, it's 504-260-0995. So just to kind of preview the numbers that are coming up, stocks wrapped up the best month since 1987. Is this just the misleading headline of the world or what? I mean, it's true. It's true. But does it feel like we really had just a rip-roaring month in the economy?
Well, you need to preface that with we kind of had one of the worst periods in history.
Yeah, we went from the fastest record to the fastest bear. All right, 504-260-0995. I see you lining up. If you got a financial situation, call my buddy Gregory. I'm James Parker, and we are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hard for what you've got, even if it don't.
Live Financial News Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Welcome back to the show. 504, this is the phone number to call. Starts with 504. To complete, it's 260-0995. To join the conversation, we've got a number of calls lined up. And where else can you go get help? Right here, right now. This is Live Financial News Talk Radio. We do it every evening at 7. And guess what? We have a Saturday edition we call the Weekly Wrap, and we do that as well. When we went to break, we were talking about some unemployment. You brought up a family member that, what if she gets laid off? Could she draw? I don't see why she wouldn't, because she's working and she's been on payroll paying into that system. Now, some situations that state unemployment may pay a reduced benefit or none, but for you to get the $600 a week bonus, how are you going to get that? You got to go through the unemployment system. For those workers that are self-employed, 10 and 99 and such, how are they getting that money? They're going through the unemployment benefit system. We take to the other part. For you to get that stimulus check, what department do you go through? Even if you don't do tax returns, what do you have to go through? The IRS is the one directing that money out. So that's been a big part of the conversation. Winning at Life app, and we're on Facebook Live and Periscope. Hey, everybody out there that's watching us, I dressed up nice for that.
All right, I'm going to say the number one more time. We'll get right to the calls. Okay. 504-260-0995. Charles in Gulfport, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. What's up, Charles?
Hey, listen, I'm 78 and my wife's 78. We have a 23-year-old grandson that lives with us in our residence, and he was working for a car cleaning company where you run it through and they vacuum it out and detail it and it's that and the other. And he went to work one day, and they weren't wearing masks or gloves or anything like that. And one of his coworkers was red, looked like he had fever, and he had a dry hacking cough. So my grandson realized that there was a potential for him to bring the virus to our house. So he never went back. So he didn't get laid off, but can he use that for an excuse to draw unemployment?
I would say he should go and apply for unemployment benefits. That's actually one of the reasons that's listed when we look through all the details. James, you have something?
I'm thinking of an almost identical call to Charles that was not Saturday, but last Saturday. And when we dug through the rules of how it was written out, and this was the Mississippi one too, you have to go get a doctor's note. Go get some documentation that the doctor recommends that you're roommate, even though he's your grandson, but someone that lives with you can't be going out into a public and bringing in germs to you.
Yeah, he can't expose you to that.
Yeah,
it could be life threatening.
So they did add the specific language in there for you've lost employment or you've lost income over concern about exposure to coronavirus.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, there's one other question here. He's young. He's 23 years old. He doesn't even have a doctor. Could he use it? Could we get our doctor to do that?
Yeah.
Actually, it's going to be your doctor. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Good luck, Charles.
Thanks for listening.
Hope you get some help there. Next is Gene.
How you doing? Good advice. Hey. It's hard to come by, and that was amazing. Would you just come up with that? Man, that's a good scenario. My scenario is I became disabled in 2012 from a pretty good job. I was married. We had a child. Homeschool. My wife was homeschooling. So now I'm on disability. My wife's homeschool. I have my 9-year-old daughter. And it was about if you don't have to file scenario, which you don't make enough to file. And, man, I heard several things. And one of them I heard was go to irs.gov. And I just checked it out, what was on your show to go check out. And it's a little section for, it's really easy too, they updated it, for non-filers, just for people who don't make enough, they don't have to file. And what it said was, you could use this tool, but only if you didn't file. And about a week ago, I did file a 2019 return. So I'm okay with that, correct?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, so I'm good to go. Now, if I wouldn't have filed it, I was going to use that tool.
Well, the system would get to you at some point as well, like for SSI,
yeah,
non-filers, as an example. I understand. Just what we had discussed on the show a few days ago, SSI, non-filers, payments were going to go out in May. So, and we're about approaching May here pretty close, though, but this is a cycle through.
That would cover me and my daughter because we both get 1099s.
Well, your daughter... And that's part of where we added a website for those that have minor dependents, for them to get the $500. There's a link on our Gregory Ricks /coronavirus for those to go add it in so you get that benefit.
Right. I filed the 2019 tax return with my daughter and my wife all together, so I should be still with it, right?
Yep. You're good.
Okay,
you're
I just want to commend y'all. Y'all are doing super work. People have all kinds of different scenarios, and a previous caller was quite beneficial. I'm sure that helped out a lot of people who had no idea they could do that. Y'all are doing a really good service. I commend y'all. Y'all have a good
Thank
day.
You.
Thank you.
Share the word.
It feels good when people are nice, doesn't it, Gregory? All right. Thank you for your call, Gene. Let's do Lee. Lee, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you?
Hey, buddy. I'm calling. I got a plethora of information I need, but I'm going to target on the recent call I got from the bank saying I get the PPP funding finally. All I need is go down and they're going to email me stuff. I need to fill it in carefully, and then boom, it's going to be dumped into my account. My question is, I asked them and they had no idea. They'd call a CPA, which I don't have, but my question is, when I get the payroll protection money and I got rid of one employee, you know, smoking a glass pipe, you know, and then I got some new guy in, and is there a deadline on the amount? Let's say they gave me $1,000, and that lasts a month. Is there a sunset on the funding, the PPP money, or do I have to spend it by X amount of days? Or can I drag? They said 75% payroll, 25%, you know, utilities, yada yada yada. But I'm just curious if you have any idea whether there is a time limit on when I have to spend that amount of money.
There is a timeline, and actually it's in those online printable documents where you go back to the site where all the PPP stuff is and print that. It is in the, and I wouldn't say it's the fine print, but it's pretty simple disclosures there of your timelines to do that. Because actually I was shown that earlier today by the chief financial officer of my firm, which is Stacy Ricks. Because we had questions about that just on timing, because once we get past the timing, there's going to be some payroll adjustments, but we're not changing anything before then, but there'll be something changed after that. And I was concerned about that myself, but I think this is off the top of my head. I saw it and I said, it's no big deal. We're good. We'll make those adjustments to staffing after that period of time. And I believe that's beyond mid June. And I could be wrong on that.
It was something like 2.5 times the monthly, which would stretch out
right.
to 2.5 months.
Yes, 2.5 times a payroll, but 75% of those benefits have to be spent on payroll. So, and it's not necessarily you've got to spend those dollars, but that payroll has to represent that, because it actually explains in the documents that you have, you should have downloaded from the website or your banker gave to you. There's documents that the IRS is going to expect to see on the back end of this. The SBA, I say the IRS, but the SBA, there are specific documents and timing of those documents that they're listing that you're going to have to furnish them. And that's what they're basing the forgiveness on. So refer back to your documents that you receive initially from the lender that's going to have those documents on there that's going to have to be supplied a little bit down the road.
I'm a sole proprietor, and I have 7 employees. So my thought is, if we only have 6, you extrapolate the math out, it would extend another couple of weeks. I just wondered if I got the sunset deadline, boom, it's got to be spent. I can't use the next foot.
Yeah. Your timeline is going out longer than that. Refer to your documents, Lee. It's going to help you there of your timeline, and this is going out beyond the next few weeks.
And the irony of it is I'm the producer. I'm a sole proprietor. I'm not eligible for payroll protection. I got nothing out of the deal. They were like, sorry, you're the owner of the business. You don't get it. Just your helpers get it. So it's kind of strange, being the moneymaker. Yeah. I'm not eligible to get any payroll protection.
Yeah, I guess it had to do with the sole proprietor part of that.
Yeah, it's hard to document.
Okay.
All right, guys, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Just a quick search on the PPP document. It looks like June 30th is that cutoff date. So we got to eventually. Sydney, hang on. We'll get to you.
But there is a list of documents that you're going to have to furnish on the back end of this.
All right, the phone number, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. But it can buy me a
boat. Hey, y'all. Winning at Life. I don't know so much about that boat. That sounds like a lot of work there from our friend there. Winning at Life, live financial news talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. 504-260-0995. When we went to break, we were talking with Lee regarding the Paycheck Protection Program, and I have the document here, actually, that I was speaking of. I went and grabbed it on the break, and it's the paperwork that was part of the PPP program, and I'm going to refer to, actually, it's on page 2 here, the forgiveness documentation. Loan forgiveness of all or portion of any loan will be subject to determination at a later date based upon submission of required information and certifications. Here's the bullets of what they're looking for. Quarterly IRS forms 940, 941, or 944 for the following dates, 331-19 and 630-19, 331-20 and 630-20. Next bullet point is documentation in the form of canceled checks, payment receipts, bank statements showing payment of following items through May 15th of 2020 through 6/30 of 2020. Mortgage interest, rent payments, and utilities. So they're looking at these IRS documents, which are going to supply that information, which is going to match up with their expectations that you paid for what they were expecting you to pay for. Now, one person I said, look, it's money to your company. It goes in your bank account. You ain't got to I got to spend that specific block of money. No, that money's getting spent because you're going to continue spending on what you base the application on. But They are going to be requesting documentation, so refer back to your documentation. I read it through there real fast. This will be up on a podcast tomorrow evening, so if you want to go back to it. So we've got more callers. The number is 504-260-0995.
Sandra and Picayune, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. What's up, Sandra?
I have a small business / ministry of health, and the 60-plus widow that I have been assisting to work to get her environment and her habitat COVID-free, up to standards for living. She is very susceptible, compromised to the virus. I have been working full-time at a motel near New Orleans to make monies to fund my ministry. However, I was reduced in hours and then went in, not at all, but they gave me a bit of a check that was a percentage of what I usually made over 7 years working there. I'm concerned that the reduced hours that I have there are putting me at risk to give her the COVID virus. And myself, I'm 68, and I filed for unemployment, and I get a runaround. I'm 4 months behind a mortgage payment of 25-year home in Picayune, and I am bureaucratic, kicked out, too much documents, too much time, do this, do that. I've done a small business loan I have an EIN number. I'm getting no relief anywhere. Do you suggest anything? And she's become like my best friend in church, and I need to help her. Nobody else is. And I'm torn between working reduced hours at this motel in New Orleans, subject to my getting the virus, coming back again, and coming back to her home. And I don't know what to do anymore. I just want to be useful, helpful, earn some money so I can keep my home, and it just seems impossible.
So are you telling me you've been denied for request of unemployment benefits?
Well, I've been denied because I make $189 a week for the last several weeks versus $320. It went down to $230 and then $180. You have to make less than $107 in Louisiana, or you get no benefits because you're self-employed. You don't even get the $600 stimulus check unless you make less than $107. But yet I spend $110 a week of the $189 in gas, driving 3 hours a day and sleeping in my car at times, and my cell phone and other expenses of the business. And I've used my personal resources.
Why are you still doing that since it's not profitable?
Because I know that eventually this is going to turn around, but it's like I'm using anything that I can get to keep my business going because I'm useful and I'm helpful. And I've done this for 7 years. I've fed a lot of people. I've clothed a lot of people. The poorest of the poor in New Orleans through a church there, and bedding and clothing and furniture from the motel as they remodel. And I just want to be useful, helpful, but I'm torn between the two worlds.
Well, here's where I'm at on this, and I can't quite tell you what to do, but if you're not working, the math on the state, and it's roughly this, but when you talk about what the state unemployment benefit is, and you factor in the $600 bonus a week, on a 40-hour week, that's over $21 an hour. And I'm using the Louisiana number there roughly.
But I think
it's slightly less on Mississippi.
$1 and a quarter an hour after expenses.
Right.
Hard labor.
Okay. Then I ask you once again, why are you doing that? Because you can end that and say, you know, I have no work because of COVID-19. I'm having to take care of people. I'm at risk.
The home saver program, I filed for a small business loan. No one's helping me.
I think you should be able to get the unemployment benefits. I don't know what you're doing there. I can't do it for you, but there seems to be something there. Now, I'll tell you, I've seen people go through the paperwork. I've talked with somebody else that has helped people. You know, I've not seen it, but they will call me up and run questions by, well, how do you answer this? What do you do this? And this is kind of weird because it's a self-employed person that's applying for benefits that doesn't work under the system, but these questions are for the system. So some of this is kind of wacky when you fill this out because it's kind of like, gosh, what do I answer here? Then you go into the explanations.
So is the money earned per week less the expenses you spend with gas and the other business expenses, and or is it just the money that you receive, like I get a check?
Well, let me ask you this. Are you an entity? Are you a...
I'm an EIN, sole proprietor, Mesae Ministry with...
Okay, are you still paying yourself a payroll or anything? You're running a ministry and you're saying make some money. So listen, you have to listen to me. Listen, stop talking. If you're running an entity there and that entity says you can't work anymore, you working for that entity is two separate things. That entity may still be doing things, but you may not be working and drawing money from that entity. You need to think about it that way. You're combining the two that you are the entity. So you have an EIN number, which means you work for that entity. I had this discussion with somebody else recently, is you're no longer being paid by that company. So you're unemployed. That entity may still be doing things and that's fine. And you need to think about it that way and go back and reapply and relook at some of these other programs and you might need to get a banker to help you or a CPA to help you. And if you need some further discussion, and there's only so much I can do on the air here, you might want to reach out to my office and let's see if we can provide you some additional help.
Would you talk to me about it?
Yeah, call my office. 504 is my office. I'm going to give you my office number for everybody listening that needs additional help because that's what we do is help. 504-832-9200.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bill in New Orleans, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Bill?
Yes, sir. I wanted to thank you guys so much. You and Mr. Ricks and Mr. Gregory have helped me tremendously. I called you guys about 4 or 5 days ago and talked to you about a very complex financial concern I had. And I went and seen my financial advisor yesterday, and I was very prepared for it, for watching some of your podcasts and listening to your information. And you guys really helped me be prepared for that because I'm not very astute in the financial world. And my financial advisor already had a lot of that stuff already squared away for me, and I'm so thankful for your insight and your information. And I just felt like I needed to call you. And I never had anybody ever from a radio show ever call me. And they called me today from your office to touch base with me just to ask me if I was okay and if I needed anything. And I just felt it was important for everybody to know that it was awesome. And it meant a lot to me in this time. And the things that I'm dealing with, and I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Bill. Glad we could be of help to you. And, you know, if you need anything, we're here for you here on the radio show as well as at my office and
Yes, sir.
And I wish you the best on your upcoming surgery.
Sorry. Yes, sir. Thank you.
No, wow. Great call. Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Can I just take a second here? I mean, that's...
You remember him calling in a few days ago, and he's going in for a review. Short story is to make sure he wanted to make sure everything's taken care of for his wife in case something happened to him with the upcoming surgery he's having to have. We didn't get any details, but it's probably pretty serious.
Sounded really serious, and to hear this guy follow up, I hope we hear from him again. Because you know what that means. Good news from whatever he's going through right now. Boy, between Sandra and Bill, this turned into a real serious show all of a sudden.
Yeah, but, you know, we gave him good preparation on how to look at things and things to square away. And, you know, when you've got something serious coming up there, I think, you know, medical power of attorney, financial power of attorney to make sure the wife has what she needs. And then kind of making sure that the money's handled going forward. And then our previous caller regarding the unemployment there. And what I was alluding to is if you're not making any money and you need to have money, why are you still doing that? You know, and then if you have an entity that, and you are the owner of that entity, we're not talking about Schedule C, self-employed. We're talking about an EIN number, which has a federal tax number. So you have an entity, whether it's a nonprofit, subchapter S, a C corp, it's an entity. And that entity, and you may own the entity, but who's working for that entity? You, the employee. And it may be Alamo's cleaning care, big to do company. And James may own it, but James is also the one doing all the whoop-de-doo work for that company. And he has a different social security number, but that company might not need you at this time, which means you're not working because it's not going to pay you, even though it may have things it still has to do, but it's not paying you anymore. So now you're unemployed because of what's going on. Just understand that conceptually. And I think, and I've seen a confusion between the two there as well as what's going on here. So just understand that conceptually when you're thinking about that. And people that are self-employed are going through the unemployment benefits process, and all that for the most part is treating you and asking you questions like you're a W-2 employee for a corporation, for those that are self-employed and freelancers and stuff. And I'm just telling you, this is not an easy process, and you're going to get denied and you're going to have problems. And I might not be completely clear on this, but you may not qualify for the state unemployment, but you qualify for the federal bonus, or you get a portion of the unemployment and then you still get the federal bonus there. I'm not an expert in that, but we are helping people, answering questions. And honestly, you have to keep working through that as well. But just like we mentioned, if we can help you, we'll help answer some questions. But, you know, I'm not the go-to backstop, but we've been able to help people solve some and answer some questions there. This isn't easy. It's tough for everybody, and I get that.
All right, let's talk to Riley in Biloxi. You're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Riley?
You there, Riley? Well, maybe not. Put Riley back on hold for a moment.
I feel like I got dropped there. You ever hear yourself get dropped when you're talking to someone on the phone?
Yeah. Got to doing something there.
All right.
You there, Riley?
All right, just put them on hold, Bailey. See if you can get Riley to pick us up or wash us off or put us in a bowl of rice or something. But, all right, let me tell you a good news story, right? We've had a lot of bad news.
Yeah,
things
this
are going positive.
Kind of a tough hour.
Let me give you a little positivity here because I think you'll like this. 72-year-old man looking to break some records here. He got into rowing kind of late in life, and he built his own rowboat 22 years ago, and he's been setting records with it. He and a partner took that rowboat across the Atlantic Ocean a few years back. Then they did it again. Then he went across the Indian Ocean. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to start doing some solo stuff. So he did a solo paddle across the Atlantic Ocean. And then he did it again. And then he did it again this year so he could break the record to be the oldest guy to row himself across the Atlantic Ocean. So he takes off from the Canary Islands. At the end,
now this is not something where he's going and getting in a rowboat and rowing himself, and he's the only one out there in the ocean. It doesn't work that way.
Yes,
I've seen swimmers swim the ocean or a distance, but there's boats.
Oh yeah, the English Channel people filming them and stuff.
Yeah, He didn't go out there alone in a rowboat with no cover, two paddles, and do this. There had to be somebody keeping an eye, watching, you know, if it all goes to Hades in a handbasket.
That's the boat. There is a little compartment in the back so he can be covered, but this is it. He built it himself in his yard in England.
He's lucky to survive any of those trips.
I know. That's insane, right?
It is.
But he became, he's 72 years old, became the oldest guy to rowboat across the Atlantic Ocean. However, when he gets to, what is it, Antigua? This time, there's people waiting there, but no one runs up and gives him a hug.
He didn't.
There's not a lay of flowers. There's no celebration. No one's bringing him drinks. No one's bringing him water. There's water sitting there.
He's the only healthy guy because he's been out on the ocean.
Everyone's acting weird, and no one's coming up and hugging him, and there's no celebration or whatever. They're all kind of waving from a distance, and he goes, guys, did I miss something? Riley in Biloxi, you're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Riley?
I mean, Larry.
Okay, Larry.
Larry it is.
I know. I almost need a hug.
So what's going on, Larry?
Well, listen, you know how they're doing it over in Mississippi is I've shut my whole shop down, everything, because I can't compete with $820 a week and bring my people in and make a profit off my product. So what's getting ready to happen? A councilman stopped by my house yesterday. He said, Larry, this is... And the governor kind of blanked it out there today. He didn't really say it.
Larry, you got 30 seconds, bud.
He said, if your job calls you back and they offer you, I highly recommend you take it. Because and what's getting ready to happen, if an employer has a job for you, they call you back, your benefits are getting ready to cut off at $820 a week. Because nobody can do that.
Let's see.
Mississippi.
So I hate to cut you off, Larry. We're running out of time, but that would be interesting, right?
Yeah, that's what we understand, and that's why we've also had some employers say we're ready to get back started and bring you back, and employees are not happy about it. The employees are not happy. That's where you're getting that vibe is, oh, they're not like fans of me anymore.
Yeah, well, yeah, great so, call, Larry. I hope so you're right.
We're going to hear a lot more of that in the coming weeks, especially when this all ends. Everybody's going, oh, I got to go back to work now. Will I get hired back?
GregoryRicks.com/coronavirus for some of the links, the help that we were helping all those callers with this whole hour. Yeah, a lot of that stuff's just waiting for you. GregoryRicks.com/coronavirus. And the coronavirus page, you can also get it to it from the front screen of the Winning It Life app. I'm James Parker. We're Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Gregory Ricks & Associates, W.J. Blanchard Law, LLC, J. Heath & Company, and Mortgage Gumbo are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Annuities are insurance contracts designed for retirement or other long-term needs. They provide guarantees of principal and credited interest subject to surrender charges. Annuity guarantees and protections are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. Hypothetical examples have been provided for illustrative purposes only. It does not represent a real-life scenario and should not be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Gregory Ricks & Associates is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute legal or tax advice. Our firm is not affiliated or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Gregory Ricks & Associates. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.